On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg up to 24, Pretoria 25, and Rustenburg a high of 22 degrees.
Two collisions, the first one in Germiston on the N3 northbound before the Geldenhuys interchange, and the other one in Midrand on the N1 southbound at the Buccleuch interchange.
In your headlines, Rassi rings the changes for the weekend's test match against Japan at Wembley, and a big day for the Proteas women who take on England in the semi-finals of the Women's Cricket World Cup.
We start in Midrand, where police made a huge drug bust last night and recovered 20 million rand worth of cocaine on a small holding in Blue Hills.
According to further investigation, the cocaine was brought into the country from a neighbouring country and was destined for the Western Cape.
National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says members of a multidisciplinary team followed up on information when they found the drugs hidden in a storeroom.
We can confirm that we have arrested the owner of the plot, a 56-year-old man, and the cocaine weighing about 80 kilograms has been seized.
On to yesterday's shootout between police and suspected robbers on the R55 near Raslow. 8 suspects were arrested, one of them wounded in the shooting. Gauteng police say the gang robbed a store at Sunderland Ridge. Security and police traced the truck leading to the shooting. 2 firearms were also recovered on the scene. The Madlanga Commission of Inquiry has heard of irregularities in the handling of firearms linked to the murder last year of Vereniging Engineer Armand Swart. Captain Solomon Modisani told the public hearing yesterday that the guns seized in Bramley from suspects in Swart's murder later emerged to already have been taken in as evidence by police. However, these firearms were never entered into the official SAPS register. Anasasi Makobu has more.
Modisani told the commission that in December 2024, he was asked to compare exhibits from 3 other murder cases, those of Oba DJ Sambodi Sefoka, Hector DJ Vintos Butelezi, and Don Dintlene with the Bramley case. Swart, a Vereniging engineer, was shot dead in April 2024 in what police believe was a case of mistaken identity. The killers are believed to have confused him with a colleague who had exposed corruption in a Transnet tender. Those charged include businessman Katiso K.T. Molefe and police officer Michael Buletau. Anastasi Mukhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
International news takes us to Gaza, where the Civil Defense Agency says Israel carried out airstrikes last night despite the ongoing ceasefire. This was after the Israeli military accused Hamas of attacking its troops and violating the U.S. brokered truce. At least 30 people were killed. However, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is adamant the ceasefire is holding. And a restaurant in Port Stephens in Australia has caused a fierce debate on social media over its policy when it comes to children. The sign in the window of the restaurant reads, "We appreciate well-behaved children and require them to remain seated at all times. Thanks for understanding." That left one mother shocked, saying this is completely unrealistic and that she's had enough of her and her children being judged in public. The discussions, however, swayed in favour of the restaurants, with even other parents saying not all restaurants are for all children. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about the headlines, stories of the morning. It's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
Also, if you're sick and tired of being judged in public for your children's bad behavior, you're the problem.
So see, she says she's got toddlers. It's unrealistic to accept that they will be sitting and well behaved through the whole meal because toddlers want to run around.
Then they don't get to go to that particular restaurant. It's really quite that simple. It's not for
you. As a parent, I'm also thinking, you don't want to go to a restaurant with your kids where they have to sit down. Yeah. Go to a restaurant where they can run around because that's just extra stress that you don't need in your life.
But how hard can it be to get a 5-year-old to sit down?
Please, can we cut this? Ethan, can you cut that, please?
We're not doing that thing anymore.
Just with you.
Any 5-year-olds want to come around and come sit down
five
on the
chairs. 5-year-olds, Martin, maybe, a fancy restaurant.
Yes.
And go.
Maybe people don't know how to connect with them. Maybe they don't see you as an authoritative enough figure.
Right, okay.
Maybe, because honestly, you just, if you reason with them.
Please carry
and you
on.
Say it nicely. Surely they will listen to you.
Please use more honestly. Words and keep all
yes.
of this, please.
Yes, dig fine. That hole, Martin. Dig it.
Welcome to The Secret Sound with 50,000 Rand cash. You tell me what makes this sound. Enter by SMSing the word secret and your name to 37942 and it's brought to you.